Well, here we are again. This is session number 41 in volume number 6. And this is our Christmas message. And it's entitled, You Are Mary. And the scripture is Luke 2, 8 through 20. I'm reading from the NIV. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round of them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You are Mary. It may seem very strange to have someone say, You are Mary. Let's look at Mary and see if this could be true. You know, in Christ, there is no male or no female. When I say you are Mary, I certainly mean no disrespect to Mary, the mother of our Lord. Let me explain. The Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. It was made so clear to me by the Holy Spirit, it is important to look at the function served by Mary when she bore Jesus, the Christ, in that stable in Bethlehem. When the angel Gabriel appeared to her, he told her she would be the mother of the Christ. She immediately questioned how that could be, since she was a virgin. You know, we also might ask a question, since we're not perfect and have missed the mark set by God. Well, can we bring Christ to a lost and dying world, no matter if we are male or female, or for that matter, even though we are not virgins to sin, falling short, missing the mark, because that's what sin is. That's what the word sin means, falling short and missing the mark. We're not virgins to sin. Why? We are, you see, the righteousness of God in Christ. This is what Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5:21. You see, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus if we are the redeemed in Christ. So we are in Christ as pure as Mary was when the angel came and announced to her that she was going to have the Son of God. Now, believers are actually pregnant with the gospel of Christ just as Mary was pregnant with the baby Jesus. Every time you as a believer tell or show the story of what Christ has done for you, you are birthing the good news of Jesus' accomplishment in His birth, life, death, and resurrection to save, heal, and deliver all mankind. When this is done, the believer is doing as the angels did in the field where the shepherds were watching their flocks by night. What was that? They were giving glory to God in the highest. When you tell the story of the gospel, when you explain the good news, you are birthing again the Son of God to that person. And so you are announcing glory to God in the highest. And you're letting them know on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests. Now, who does God's favor rest on? It rests on those who accept Christ, those who are believers. And it says that there is peace to you. Peace. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Because that's what peace means. And that rests on all who believe. Now, when the angels left the shepherds purposed in their hearts to go and see what God was doing. They said, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They had truly gotten the message because we are told, so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they heard this thing from the angels, they immediately changed from what they were doing. And they purposed in their hearts to go and see what God was doing. That can happen to us, you see. As we are birthing the Christ in our being pregnant with the Spirit of God, people will hurry off to find us to see this thing which has come to pass in our lives. That's why it is so important that we not hide Christ, that we not put our candle under the bushel, but that we let our light so shine that people can see the Christ in and through us. So the shepherds then, once encountering the Christ child, spread the word about what they had both experienced and what they had seen. That is our testimony. When we come in contact with the Spirit of God and we're drawn to Christ, that is something that we have experienced. That's what the shepherds did. They had experienced the message through the angels. We have experienced the message. And so, when we've experienced the message, we then begin to see the fruit of that message in our own life. Oh, this is the gospel that wins people, brings people, draws people from the highways and the hedges into the body of Christ, into being a believer, into accepting those blessings. And they too become pregnant with the gospel, the good news that that baby born in Bethlehem so many hundred years ago is alive today to bless them, to work in and through them, and to bless others through them, through you. You know, sometimes labor is difficult when bearing a child. Some people have an easy labor. Some people have a more difficult labor. Some say, I just have such a hard time witnessing about Jesus. These are the people who are in labor, but it's just a difficult labor. They're not sure what to say or how to present the story or whatever. And you know, the beauty is, the story is their story. Their history with God. And what God has done in and through them. And so this is sometimes true for believers in spreading the gospel, that it can be, for some it's an easy delivery, and for others it's a more difficult delivery. But the important thing is that Jesus be delivered from your heart to others. You see, but when you've spread the gospel, you will find the angel's response to Mary will be true for you as well. You see, Gabriel said to Mary, when he told her, he said, when she said, "How can this be? I don't know how this could happen. You see, I'm a virgin." It couldn't happen. Other people feel that they are so bad. I've had people say to me, "Well, now, I will get involved with Jesus. I will come to Jesus once I straighten out my own life." Why? Because they know they're not a virgin to sin. They know they have practiced sin and they don't feel worthy. Well, my friend, the whole reason this baby came, this only begotten Son of God came, was for that very purpose, to make you worthy, to make you into what you want to make yourself, but think you have to do it. But you don't have to. He'll do it. And so, when Mary questioned Gabriel, just as some might question whether or not they would be good enough to become into the kingdom, Gabriel said a very, very powerful thing. He said, "The Holy Spirit will come up on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." You, my believing friend, have the same assurance, because the Holy Spirit is in you. Not only come upon you, but is in you to carry out God's will. Residing in you, living in you, empowering you, and actually helping you to deliver without difficulty the message that was first delivered so long ago to those shepherds on that hillside. You, the believer, are truly blessed. And you're blessed because that baby in that town, in that manger, came for you and for me. Let the Spirit of God fill you and actually act as a midwife to help you in the bearing of the gospel message so that others too can hear the wonderful, glorious message. You see, you are very much like Mary, because as a believer, you have been called, just as she was, to deliver Jesus the Christ to the world. I hope that's encouraging to you. I hope that's exciting for you. And let me say to you, you are Mary. And let me also say, Merry Christmas to you. And the blessings of our Lord who came as that little baby in the manger, I pray that they are on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment. In Jesus' mighty name. And that's the teaching for this session. Thank you.